Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Here we go. Come on, Bobby. Transmitting across America.
Let's go. What's up? Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, Amy's not here today. She's not feeling well. She did say, I'm coming in. And I was like, don't push it. She goes, I'm coming in. I said, don't push it. She said, I'm on the way. I said, don't. And then she texted me. I just threw up and went home.
Yeah, there we go.
I told her don't push it.
Stay home.
You could have stayed home. Yeah. So Amy's sick today. So we'll go around the room though and check in with everybody else. We'll start with, he would give anything for his hair to grow.
Oh.
And you can see him next month at the Raging Idiots $1 Million Show. It's Eddie, everybody.
Yeah. Hey, so remember I told you when I opened up my chicken restaurant, like I have all of these pictures that I've taken with artists that come in the studio, and I'm going to put it up in the restaurant. It's going to be cool. I got a new addition to my restaurant.
I just want to jump in for a second to our new listeners. He doesn't have a restaurant.
No. It'll happen someday, though.
Okay, just want people to know.
It'll never happen.
No, it's like, it'll, you know, happen. Some artists, they like save footage for their documentary. I'm saving this stuff for my restaurant.
No, I know, and that's cool, but we just think you'll never have that restaurant. However, what do you have?
Check it out. I came into work, and all of a sudden, there's this picture of John Brennan autographed, and it says, to Eddie, true story, John Brennan, the guy from The Real World.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Did he leave everybody one?
I don't know.
Do you have one?
Yeah, it's been here since he...
he signed it a long time ago. Did somebody just pick up behind your desk and put it up there on the wall?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it was. Someone cleaned your dumpster back there.
Oh, it was just sitting under my desk?
You thought he brought it to you and left it?
Yeah, dude. And I thought that's cool. That would be perfect on the wall.
Well, good. It still is.
It still is. It's just been under your desk for a while.
Wow, okay. All right, forget it then.
That's funny. You guys should clean up back there.
Yeah, we should.
Morgan, is their space gross?
Yeah, I was the one who was cleaning up back here because I literally tripped. We had artists in the studio. I tripped over all their stuff.
Yeah, we can do better. We can do better.
Thanks. You're right. You can. Next up, he went to the grand opening of Garth Brooks' new bar, and wherever Garth was, awkwardly, he wasn't far. It's Lunchbox. Woo!
I told you I wrote a negative review because I went to a restaurant, said they were open from 6 a.m. till 9 p.m.
The breakfast place.
Yes, and I went
at you took the kids. You
took
were there.
The kids.
Yeah.
6:34, not open. On the internet, said open. Well, I finally went back and wanted to give him another shot. Went in the afternoon, and I said, hey, buddy, by the way, I came by the other day about 6:34 a.m., and you guys weren't open. What's up with that?
You said that to them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you said buddy?
But was it somebody who owned it or just worked there?
Guy at the cash register.
Okay.
He was like, oh, yeah, we just don't have enough employees to open that time. And I said, oh, okay. Maybe you should change your hours on the internet. That was it. So I got the update. They don't have enough employees. That's the hours they plan to be open when they get a full staff.
So what would you suggest they do?
I think they got to change their hours.
We plan to be open these hours, but we may not be?
No, they need to say, okay, right now we don't have enough staff, so we are open at whatever, 8 a.m.
What if they are open some days at 6? Because they could. How about just give them the benefit of the doubt for a while so they figure it out?
Then it gets tricky. Because then you're playing yo-yo with your customers.
But also
one day you're open at 6 and my stomach... you know, the Pavlov thing where you're like, my stomach at six is used to eating your food.
Pavlov's dog, you're kind of explaining that a bit. Go ahead.
And so then I go one time at six and you're not open. The next day you're open at six, the Pavlov dog is not going to work.
Pavlov.
You're not quite there. However,
you see what I'm saying?
So I think it's harder, though, than you think just to change your hours on the internet back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Oh, is it? I have no idea. Yeah, I don't know how the internet works.
Yeah, we know. I mean, I don't know how the internet works.
Yeah, who does that?
But it's pretty cool when you go to a restaurant, like on the internet, like if you Google a restaurant, it says open now or closing soon.
Yeah, how do they do that?
How do they do that?
Well, they know what time it is.
Who does?
It's not a person okay, I'm not doing it.
There's not someone at Google being like, oh, they're
oh, Eddie just searched this. Yeah. No, I don't think so. It's not an operator.
It's phenomenal.
Hopefully they fix that for you. Hopefully they're able to find people to work.
I would love it because on Saturday morning I can go at 6:34
and Pavlov and just eat up.
Yep.
Yeah. Amy's not here, but Morgan is. She stands proudly at 5'0" and she loves a movie with a superhero. It's Morgan.
That is true. All right, so there's these things all over TikTok of men talking about like men's dirtiest secrets when it comes to dating and women.
Okay. Oh my.
So I just want your guys' perspective to see if these things are actually true.
Go ahead.
All right. Is the theory like if he wanted to, he would. If a guy wants to do something, he'll do it.
Yes, absolutely.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Just in general. I mean, that's it's priorities. And yes, some guys get nervous, but I think most dudes, and not even in dating, but if we want to do something bad enough, we do it.
Yeah, it's true. Speaking. Yeah, like whenever you want to get rid of a girl, like you live 20 minutes away.
Or if you wanted to make the time, he's like, I'm so busy.
Yeah.
No, if you wanted to make the time, you would.
Okay.
You're prioritizing. Yes, the answer is yes to that one.
Okay, then the cab light theory, where basically men don't go their whole lives without having their cab light on, but then one day wake up and decide, you know what? I want to get married. I want to have kids. Their cab light goes on, and the next woman they meet is probably the person they're going to marry.
Okay, yes. So you're saying there's... No, I would say no.
What do you mean?
I don't think there's a... For me, there was never a time of like... I just was like, you know what? I do want to get married, and now whomever comes along and it works. That didn't happen for me. I never thought I would get married. I made someone that turned my cab light on for me. My cab light just didn't turn on as like, oh, here's your timer. Now look for somebody to marry.
Okay, yours is interesting. So it was always off. But then when you met the right person, you're like, oh,
it's like
on.
She reached in and turned it on.
Okay.
Or I turned it on because I was like, oh, I need to turn the light on so I can see her better for the analogy.
Yeah.
But no, there wasn't a cab light that was like at 31. It's like, boom, it's on. It's like, all right, well, now I'm ready to look.
Okay.
Because I just felt like I was never going to. Maybe my cab light turned on much younger and I realized, well, who cares? It's not going to work anyway. And I just feel like I'm never going to get married. But no, not for me. I don't think there's a cab light for me, but I'm a bit different. Eddie?
Yeah, well, I didn't know
You yelled yes.
Well, I did, but I didn't know I had a cab light. As soon as I realized that I was going to lose what I had.
Oh, she ultimated
I
you.
Need to turn this cab light on.
Got it. She said, marry me or I'm leaving.
Correct. But, you know, I mean, I didn't have a cab light and I didn't know I needed a cab light. But all of a sudden you're like, I have a cab light. I need to turn this thing on. Boom, let's get married. So I think men do realize there's a point where they're like, I'm just having fun. I'm just having fun. And then now I want to get married.
Mine was, so both of ours were turned on without us really wanting them turned right? on. I'm glad mine was, but they were for different reasons. Eddie's was, I'm going to lose someone if I don't, because she's telling me mine was, well, I don't want to lose this person. So if I don't, I need to like turn the cab light on.
Oh yeah, kind of the same.
Kind of the same, but not really.
But a little different.
Yeah, a little different. Yeah. All right, any other ones or is that it?
Yeah, so if you hang out during the week versus the weekend, you're on the roster. So like if you're just hanging out during the week, you're the roster girl.
Okay, oh, yes.
For sure.
If you're not getting weekend time, you're not a main. You're just not.
Okay.
Especially if you want it. Especially if you even bring it up. If he's not even bringing it up, you're not a main. You're deviled eggs.
Like an appetizer.
I do like being an appetizer. 100%.
Yeah, you're not part of the main course.
Yeah, so. you're just getting him to the weekend so he can either go out with the main or look for a main.
And you know what? If the meal's bad, you eat more bread, and you're the bread. And sometimes maybe if the meal doesn't come along and it's not working right on the weekend, he goes and has some more bread.
I'm having a hard time with these analogies.
You hungry? Am I getting hungry?
I have one more.
Go ahead.
The guy knows within the first time of meeting you what category he's placing you in, whether you're in the hookup category or like dating girlfriend wife material.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but there is a little room for, you know, modifying it. But yes, mostly. It's like we associate that with everybody we meet, though, right? We meet somebody, we're like, oh, I like this person. I don't like this person. It's hard to get out of that initial phase of what your first impression was.
Even like friends, you know? Like, I can be really good friends with this guy or like, probably not.
And eventually you can change, but it's hard to change because you really set your sight on and you hold on to it. So yes, for the most part, I would say yes. And also, if you're a weeknighter, you're just a hookup girl.
This is so wild. See men's dirtiest secrets.
Unless you get, and if you're getting like texts on any night after like 8:30.
Oh no.
Yeah, the like you up text.
Yeah, it just
you
generally
up?
Like.
What are you doing?
Even if it's not just you up, really the only time you ever hear from them is like post 8:30.
Mm-hmm. Not
probably
a good sign.
Something else isn't working out, and you're like second or third string. So those are men's dirtiest secrets.
Thanks dirty. For letting me know.
I hope men don't kick me out of the group now. All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he uses a machine to sleep at night. It took him over 40 years to finally get it right. Bobby Bones.
Woo. Thank you very much. So that is interesting because that is what I'm going to talk about here. So I ordered and I put up on Instagram the new mask because I have one that just went in my nose and it was kind of hurting my nose a little bit. And so I got the full mask of this CPAP machine.
So now you don't have to tape your mouth?
I don't have to take my mouth every night, but just the nose now. I do. It helps a lot. But I got ordered it. It came. I opened it up. It was not the one that I ordered. As a matter of fact, it was, and I took a picture of it. They sent me another nose one, but it was an AirFit nasal pillow system for her.
Oh, it's for girls.
And it only nasal. So I emailed the company. I said, hey, I think this might have been sent to me wrong. Like, I'm not sure. Super cool. Wasn't complaining. And they said, would you take a picture and would you send it to us? I guess proving that you're not stealing it. And so I did. I took a picture of me wearing it, giving them a big thumbs up.
That's a funny picture.
And I'm like, this is not, I give them the number and everything of the order, but hopefully they laugh at that.
Yeah, you look like
an
elephant.
Nasal pillow for her.
Oh my gosh, dude.
I do look like an elephant, don't I?
You do. You really do.
I'm dealing with it and I post on Instagram. I don't know that. I mean, this is probably in the top percentage of things that people want to comment about to me because so many people deal with it. Nobody talks about it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is crazy.
Think about it.
It's crazy. Yeah, sleep apnea, real thing. I'm dealing with it every day.
Just start a support group, man.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I went out to my car during my lunch break. I saw a note under my windshield wiper. The note said, stop parking in my spot. I've only been at this new job for a few months. I work in a lab at a primary care office, and I do know for sure that it was one of the nurses that left the note. However, we do not have assigned parking at this facility. It's just a regular parking lot. I showed the note to my supervisor, who said, well, everybody does pretty much park in the same spot every day. I think that's crazy. So I'm thinking about just getting here a little earlier every day and making sure I park in that spot every day from now on. And then I'll make it my spot. How would you react or respond to this? Should I let this go or should I hold my ground? Signed, parking warrior. I'm a very competitive person. If when you do that whole, what number are you on the
Enneagram,
I'm a challenger.
Oh.
I like to challenge people. I would say though, since you're new to the culture, you're new for a few months, you just need to bow out. It's not your house yet, really. And if other people have lived there longer, they know the rule. It would be like in school, if you sit in the same desk every day in third period. And yeah, classes are going in and out, but every day you sit in that third desk from the left. And you've been to and all of a sudden somebody sits in that seat and you're like, whoa, it doesn't feel right.
That's not cool.
And you go somewhere else because you don't own the seat, but you feel weird about it. You're like, I kind of own that, but I guess I would just find a different spot because it's not going to be worth it for all the awkwardness at work. There's going to be tension that is probably going to end up like stressing you out, making you sick. Who knows? It would drive me crazy if somebody put a note like that. I would have much rather someone send an email and say, hey, I saw you parked in that spot. It's fine by me, but just be aware everybody kind of has spots already. I mean, that's the one I usually park in.
Yeah.
But, so they could have handled a lot better, but you're new. So unless you love confrontation, I would just go to a different spot.
Man, there was a guy that worked in this building and I have my spot. We all have our spots here that we park in every single day.
Yeah.
But if I was 10 minutes late, this dude would park in my spot and I got pissed every time.
You do get, and again, you didn't know
yeah.
it. You didn't know it.
But I parked there every day.
Yeah. I feel you, parking warrior. It's hard for me to say do the opposite because I would be angry how they handled it.
Yeah.
But it's not your spot. You're new to working there. You're new to working there. So you got to understand what's happening inside that culture before you start trying to change it. If you want to change it later, all good. Lunchbox, how do you feel?
Man, I remember in college, you walk into class, and you have your seat and someone's in it, you're like, oh, what are you doing, you weirdo?
Are you an idiot?
Yeah. But that person has no right to that spot. So you get there early, park there if you want.
They don't have the right to it. You're right. But right. Is it worth it to you to be that tense every day because it could be awkward? And because you didn't know the rules.
But there's no rule. It's an unwritten rule.
But no, it's written now. It's in a note. It's on your windshield. Nah, you read it. It's a rule now.
That windshield's the only thing I'm like.
That's what makes me want to park there every time.
I want to go park there now. I don't know what city she's in.
No way, man.
I would just say, swallow your pride. You're new. Park somewhere else for a while. It's not worth it. That's not worth a fight. That's what I say. For coming from me, that means a lot. Because I would, oh my God.
Yeah, you're a challenger.
All right, thank you. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
A couple weeks back, we got a voicemail asking for advice. Here you go.
We got a 911 dilemma. Would you guys call 911 if you saw a car with probably a 1 to 2 year old out of their car seat, up, walking around, waving out the back window, going probably 80 miles an hour down the highway? So that's the dilemma. And spoiler alert, I did call 911. So, and they said that I should have called.
I think I said I probably wouldn't have called in that situation. But Lunchbox talked about he saw a kid not in a car seat pulling out a drive-thru, and he called 911. And I don't remember the story, and we definitely didn't have the audio, so you wouldn't track the audio down?
Well, no, I said, I talked about this on air, and you're like, no, you didn't. And then Scuba hit me, he's like, I pulled the audio a long time ago. You never prepped it, so I just kept it. I didn't think you wanted to talk about it. And I
was Got it.
Oh, well, there you go.
Is it the audio of you actually calling?
Yeah, like, it's me calling 911.
Okay. Why'd you not ever bring this to us? You forget?
I thought I did. Hey.
That could have been Employee of the Month stuff there.
Guess I call 911 a lot.
Yes, you do.
Like, I was like, I swear I talked about this. And Scuba was like,
what do you remember about this before you called?
I remember being in the drive-thru or picking up my to-go order and walking out. I don't remember exactly if I was in the car and they were pulling out of the drive-thru and there was kids in the car, not in the car seat, like going back and forth. And I was like, man, that ain't good. They're about to pull out on the road.
Okay. I just think most people that call 911, it happens so infrequently that you know exactly what was happening.
Right, but
that
he calls it so much.
Oh, so much. He gets them confused. So here's the call of Lunchbox. Do you use your voice where you're like, hey, I'm just like...
Dude, I don't...
Like, no, serious.
No. There is no 911 voice.
Yes, you definitely have 911 voice. We've heard it. Okay, here we go. Here's Lunch's call.
Wednesday, March 6th, the time 6:09 p.m.
911 operator. I'm just leaving the Chick-fil-A over here on Rosa Parks, and as I was getting in my car, I saw a car pulling out of the drive-thru, and it had what I would assume is a 3 to 4 year old just jumping up and down the front seat, not in a car seat, and I just wanted to see if we could get an officer to respond.
Okay, was this an abduction?
No, it wasn't an abduction. Like, I just mean, like, it's, you know, kids are supposed to be in car seats, and I just saw...
So... The guy reacted like I would have. Like, if something bad happened,
where's the emergency?
Kid? Like, you're calling 911. Like, how we get on this kidnapping? No.
You're just tattletaling.
The kid
on
just wasn't in. Okay,
but he's jumping up and down on the front seat. Oh, kids aren't even supposed to be in the front seat.
I hear you. I just especially would have reacted like he said. I would have thought somebody had been kidnapped.
Well, that the kid was not in a car seat, and I felt like that was very unsafe, so I thought I would call you guys.
Does he seem, is this car speeding? Are they running lights? Does it seem to be in an immediate danger?
No, it was just like they were pulling out of the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. I was walking to my car from inside the restaurant, and they were pulling out, and it's a gray Honda Accord, and I can give you the license plate. I mean, I can follow them if you need me to.
Right. No. There's no, it's not necessary to follow. We'll dispatch you. For future reference, only call the emergency line for imminent danger. Otherwise, call the non-emergency line. You do not, under any circumstances, need to follow that car, and we will take care of it. We appreciate your call.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Did you feel like you got in trouble?
Yeah, I felt like he was like saying this isn't an emergency, but
it wasn't. Now a cop's got to go check it out.
They're not going to.
You don't think they've been
sent? No. The dispatcher's like, yeah, we're going to send someone. Yo, okay. Like, not going to do that.
You got in trouble, dude. That's maybe why you didn't tell us.
Maybe.
You got embarrassed.
I'm just telling you. And then he didn't even want the license plate.
Why would he?
No, because it's not something that he's going to. Yeah, he never sent a cop, Eddie. You're right. He didn't even ask for the license plate.
He didn't send anyone.
You got ghosted by 911, dude.
But you need to.
I wish they would have sent a cop to you and gave you a like a verbal warning.
Right?
Hey, for what?
For calling 911.
For wasting resources.
Guys, I see a 3 or 4 year old. A 3 or 4 year old doesn't have the decision making to get in the car seat or not. That is up to the parent. And when they are pulling out of the drive thru, about to pull onto the road.
Not imminent danger, though, which is, you could have called the whatever the non emergency number is. All right, what do we learn here? If it's not imminent danger, don't call. And you got in trouble. Which is hilarious to me.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Annika Bram is a second-year vet student at the University of California, and recently she was really sad because last May her dog Georgia passed away. She said, you know what, I'm not even going to look for another dog until I graduate vet school. So she's like, I'm going to do that. And then she was online, said, oh no, there's a video of a dog, needs to be adopted. Hasn't been adopted in months. Problem is, the dog was overweight. She said, let me go see if I can visit this dog, see what I can do. She took the dog home for a few days. She gave it a new diet, worked with it. And so she's going to adopt the dog. And the dog has lost 31 pounds and is now running because of what Annika did to this dog. So she's a vet and she can do that. But that's really cool. Now the dog is running and loves to chase tennis balls. That's so cool.
I wish somebody did that with me.
No, that's kind of what Kevin Klug does, dude. That's what we do for you.
No.
Yeah, we make you better.
No. I make you come and work out.
That's true.
But I need somebody to go, hey, enough of the lift, enough of the lifting.
Throw the tennis ball around.
Yeah, I like tennis balls too. Like, I want to run and get them. Good for her. I mean, the dog is pretty fat. Fat dog.
Yeah, it was a golden retriever.
Yeah, lost 30 pounds. Not going to live a golden retrieving life. That's a great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest.
Sue Brewer, and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Now let's do Bobby Bone Show reviews, where we take things from our lives and review them and tell you, yeah, go for it or don't go for it. Morgan, you're first.
All right, so I did it. I bought the Dyson Airwrap. You know how I came to you guys? I was like, Apple Watch, Dyson Airwrap.
Yeah. I was a big Dyson Airwrap person. I voted for that.
Yes, and I was like, and they finally got a color that I liked because they switch out all the colors all the time, and I ordered it.
Explain what that is.
Like the Dyson Airwrap?
Mm-hmm.
So it's essentially a styler while blow-drying your hair. So there's a traditional blow dryer that just blow-dries your hair, and then there's like stylers, like a curling iron, flat iron, that just style your hair. But this does both at the same time.
And it wasn't cheap.
No.
So it needs to be of extreme value.
Yes. Like, it has to be worth it to purchase this.
Thoughts?
And totally worth it. Like, it cut down my time of blowing my hair and styling my hair. It only, like, was 30 minutes total tops. And normally it takes me, like, 45 minutes to an hour. And, like, it gave me so much volume, I looked like Dolly Parton. Like, I straight up had, like, volume hair.
That's cool.
And it stayed throughout the whole night. Not only that, like, I woke up the next morning and it was still styled. I was like, this is awesome. Like,
again, definitely not cheap. Neither is an Apple Watch, but it was, like, her one thing she was going to get. And everybody I know that has, like, invested in this is like, it's totally worth it.
Yeah, there's even, like, a new contraption on it that you put on and you just suction it down on your hair and it takes all the flyaways, too. Like, the technology is so advanced that it's worth that technology.
Eddie, do you want to review something?
Yeah, okay. So every time I go to Texas for over the holidays and stay with my in-laws, my mother-in-law makes coffee cake. I love it. When I go to Starbucks, they have a coffee cake. I get it. It's not as good as my...
You ordered every Starbucks.
And you guys make fun of me.
And sometimes they don't have it, and he gets so upset.
Yeah, because I love coffee cake. Dude, at the grocery store, Cinnamon Toast Crunch has come up with a coffee cake mix made of Cinnamon Toast Crunch flavor, and it is so good. You have to make it. It's in the box, almost like where you find the cakes. You know,
but it's worth it.
Oh, dude, it's easy. You make it in like 15 minutes. The coffee cake is delicious.
I just don't like coffee cake, I guess.
Have you had it?
I don't like coffee.
No, it doesn't taste like coffee.
No, they just call it because you eat it with your coffee.
Correct. Thank you.
Oh, is that right? I never give it a fair chance.
Yeah, no.
I just heard the word coffee, and I was like, I don't like coffee, so I'm not going to like coffee cake.
Or a lot of people dip it in their coffee.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Coffee cake.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make us a batch, bring it in. You're going to try it for the first time. You're going to love it.
My whole life, I thought coffee cake was cake that tastes like coffee.
No.
Lunchbox review?
Oh, yeah. I got the Vicks 1 gallon filter-free cool mist ultrasonic humidifier. You get it at Walmart, $35-$40.
Why'd you get it?
Whenever I get congested or I'm in Vegas.
Yeah, allergies, yeah.
Vegas. Allergies.
Yeah.
And I mean, that thing will keep your throat soaked and moisturized, and it clears up any nasal drainage in the middle of the night. Man, I just let it rain on me. So worth the money.
Say the name of it again.
Vicks 1 gallon filter-free cool mist ultrasonic humidifier.
Yeah. A lot of that. We'll just link it.
Get it today.
I got it for like $35 at Walmart, and whoa, boy, whenever I start getting congested, pop that sucker on and let's go.
That's cool.
My review is of a TV show. I watched The Night Country on HBO Max. It's Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey did the first season. It's True Detective.
Yeah, okay.
And this one's True Detective Night Country with Jodie Foster. It's in Alaska. Did anybody watch this?
No.
I had high expectations because I loved the first version. I was disappointed. It was one of the first shows that we've invested time in and been disappointed by.
Oh, wow.
It may get great ratings. I'm not sure. I didn't look at any rating. Yeah, it's definitely got a paranormal feel to it as well, and I like paranormal.
But why would we watch a show that's going to pick up later? Like, we have so much to watch. I don't want to wait 4 episodes for it to pick up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't think they put that in, like, what the show's about. It's not in the plot.
It's going
to be sure to watch Night Country. It picks up later.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, if I don't like it in 2 episodes, I'm done. I'm moving on.
You give up?
Yeah, I do on shows all the time.
I won't if it's, like, 6 to 8.
Okay.
Because I'll feel like... But I would C-. It's only 2 stars.
Hey, but Jodie Foster's back.
Jodie Foster's awesome. She's great in it. But yeah, that's it. Ray, do you have anything you want to review?
Dorm dude breaks.
Did you do one?
Yeah.
Our boys dorm dudes that does the breaks. We get the memorabilia.
Did you win?
Well, I was skeptical. My wife actually started doing it.
Oh, no, I talked to her about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we talked about it. I was like, what do you need? Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, and we got some great stuff. We got a Bijan jersey. We got a football from Shady McCoy. And we got Ray Lewis jersey, Super Bowl.
Yeah.
All great, all worth it. came in the mail, and I mean, some of these jerseys, even as a tag, are worth $150
without
before the autograph.
Yeah, you must have got an authentic.
And so there's ways to actually see, wow, this happened. There's a scanner where you can fact check it all. So they are realistic, real things that they do on TikTok.
Dorm dudes are awesome. We did an interview with them on 25 we met Whistles. Them. Yeah, they're just college kids that figured this out. But a break is when they're like, you pay $30, and if they draw 1 out of 8 and you get it, and it picks your team, you get the thing, and it's worth like $300-$400.
Man, everybody's winning. I did it one time, and I lost. I'm like, I can't.
Oh, no, I lose a bunch.
Okay.
That's how you get all your cards. Yeah. All right, thank you, everybody. We'll put all this up on our page. We reviewed all this stuff. Lunchbox's thing took like an hour to say, but we'll list it so you can see if you want a number one, hot mama, jumping hurdles, three-time champion, rubbing. Vapo.
Humidifier.
Thanks, I forgot what it was.
For $37.
All right, this entire trivia game is based on an older generation versus a younger generation, elder versus millennial, answering questions about each other's generation. So it's Lunchbox the oldie, Swifty Lauren is the youngie. Lunch, are you ready?
Ready.
All right, up first, he's the captain of Cringe. He claims all he does is win. His goal in life is to win the lotto. He's a businessman making business deals, trying to get money. That's his motto. It's Lunchbox.
Boom, 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 boom. Crowd goes crazy.
You're up 1-0.
Yeah.
So here are the questions that should be difficult for you because they're not from your generation.
Yeah, bring it.
But they're not, though. It's weird.
What does the acronym SMH stand for? S-M-H.
S-M-H.
Uh-oh.
So much hate.
That's incorrect.
Good guess, though.
Quality. Lauren, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good. SMH, you can steal?
Shake my head.
Correct. One.
I thought you had that wrong, dude.
No chance.
All right, next up, Lunchbox.
Not into the acronyms.
Who played Troy Bolton in High School Musical?
Oh, that's the guy. No, he's not. That was Glee, I was thinking. What is his name? Oh, my gosh.
Who played Troy Bolton in High School? Why are you yelling stop? I'm asking the question again.
Okay.
What are you yelling at him? Who played Troy Bolton in High School Musical? 5 seconds.
Zac Efron.
Correct.
He acted like he didn't know.
I know. I couldn't think of his name. As soon as I said 5 seconds, oh, Zac Efron.
Yeah, it's his favorite movie. Mm-hmm.
Next up, Robin Fenty is the real name of what pop star? Robin Fenty.
Oh, Robin Fenty, pop star. Olivia Rodrigo.
Ruh-roh?
Interesting.
Is that the puppy dog version of Olivia Rodrigo? Olivia Rodrigo. No, incorrect. Lauren, would you like to steal?
That is Rihanna.
Robin Fenty is Rihanna. That's correct.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Ah, see, I was going there. Rihanna's more my generation.
Okay. Whatever you say. Lunchbox's opponent, let's introduce her. She's our youngest producer. She's getting married in May, and in this game, she will slay, as the millennials say. Ooh. It's Swifty Lauren! Ooh. Okay. Now, these questions should be hard for you.
Oh, that was rough.
For you?
Yeah, that's a tough one. There was nowhere.
Hey, Lauren, in the TV show Full House, what was the name of Uncle Jesse's band?
Oh, God. I can see it. I can see the jackets. Oh, my God. Uncle Jesse's band. They were the Full House band.
It's a guess?
It's a guess.
I think it was that. Yeah, it's a guess. Lunchbox?
First thing that pops in my head, Jesse and the Rippers.
Is that your answer?
That's it.
That's correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good job.
Ooh.
What was the name of the family sitcom, Lauren, featuring a lovable alien who crash lands in the garage of a suburban middle-class family? His real name on the show is Gordon Shumway, but he goes by a nickname. What's the name of the show?
An alien that crashes in a garage.
Yeah, I'll read it one more time.
Okay.
What's the name of the family sitcom featuring a lovable alien who crash lands in the garage of a suburban middle-class family? His real name on the show is Gordon Shumway, but he goes by a nickname. What's that show?
That is the alien in my garage.
Ah, quality guess.
Oh, no.
Lunchbox?
That was close.
Alf. Alien life form. ALF. Yeah. Alien life form.
Wow.
I wouldn't have known it. You're
here we go.
I'm getting stumped.
Comes down to this.
He's having a comeback.
He may go 2-0.
It comes down to this question. I need that so bad.
Lauren, Lauren, you need this one.
Come on.
Which iconic 80s band sang Africa?
That is Toto.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did she get that?
She's amazing,
comeback
dude.
Season.
That's crazy.
I wouldn't have got that.
Lunchbox, you got three questions back in her category. She can't steal. Just see how many you get. Oh. Are you ready?
Go.
The first question is, what's the name of the wizarding school in the Harry Potter film series?
That is Quidditch.
Incorrect. Oh. That is Hogwarts.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, Quidditch is the game.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't think of the name.
Okay. What pop princess starred in the movie Crossroads?
Britney Spears.
Correct.
Hottie.
What brand had a pivotal moment in fashion history in the 2000s by making sweats acceptable?
Juicy.
What? I need to be more specific.
Juicy Couture.
Correct.
What the?
He got two.
He knows his fashion.
How does he know that?
Dude, you never see Juicy on the butt, all the time.
Yeah, I see that.
You need to get two.
I should have just waited for you to finish the question, though.
What 1985 film, Lauren, features characters named Chunk, Mouth, Data, and Sloth?
Oh, that is The Goonies.
Correct.
Yeah. Woo!
Eddie, I feel like you're rooting for somebody here.
I am for sure.
Lauren, in 1986, the first fatal accident involving an American spacecraft in flight occurred. What was the name of that space shuttle?
Oh, God, that was...
In 1986, the first fatal accident involving an American spacecraft in flight. What was the name of the space shuttle?
Apollo 13.
Incorrect. It is the Challenger.
Challenger.
Lauren needs to get this to tie.
Oh, wow.
Man. Oh, man.
Lauren, what show was about a staff of an army hospital in the Korean War who find that laughter is the best way to deal with their situation? It debuted in 1972. And had the largest finale audience of all time.
MASH.
Correct. We have a tie.
Woo! This is crazy.
We just have a tie.
Is this a tie?
It's just a tie. We just kicked the can down the road.
Oh, man, no. Good.
I mean,
good,
I can
week.
Give you guys both one more, or do you want to call the tie?
Tie's good.
You want to kiss your sister?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
He's scared, yeah.
He's scared.
He wants to kiss his sister. That's okay. It was a tie.
No, you know why? I want the season to go longer, so this idiot has to sit over here.
So Eddie can't play. Yeah, that's fair. Congratulations. Well,
great game.
Yeah, great game.
Middle-ations for both of you.
Hey, kiss your sister. It happens sometimes.
No, it doesn't. All right, thank you. That is Elder vs. Millennial. Nice job, you two. Here's a voicemail from Joy in North Carolina.
I was just listening to the segment about Lunchbox saying that he got a private singing lesson from Garth Brooks. Like, that's how he set it up, but that was, in fact, not the case whatsoever at all. 100% negative. What happened to the new rule that if you bring in clickbait and it's not what it actually was introduced as, that there's a punishment? Because I feel like that punishment would be applicable here, because I didn't hear any private singing lesson between Garth Brooks and Lunchbox.
Is that something we said it would be punished?
No.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, we did?
Yeah, I think it was after a spill the tea, because I think he had spilled the tea on me or something, and it was fake news.
I will say then, since I don't remember it,
yeah,
I can't enforce it. But now that I've been reminded of it, if it's like overly clickbait from this point on, because that was.
Yeah.
He didn't get a...
Hold on.
Singing lesson with Garth Brooks.
Who else got a lesson?
No.
Everybody in the bar, and it wasn't a lesson. He was teaching you lyrics. Regardless, I'm not falling into the trap.
And he was doing how to go, whoa.
That's not a lesson.
What are they doing a lesson? How to repeat what he's going to sing.
Yes.
That's it.
But thank you for reminding me.
Singing lesson.
If it's so overly clickbait, then there will be a mid-punishment.
Okay.
Sometimes it's funny. And it's like what Ray's known for.
Clickbait Ray.
Yeah, that's where the name came from, but I hear you. Here's Debbie in Nashville.
Hey, Bobby. I just wanted to let you guys know that I got scammed last night by a guy calling and saying he was Uber support. I am an Uber driver in Nashville, and everything sounded so legit, and they ended up scamming me out of $300. So I'm letting you know that maybe you can also pass it on to your listeners. Thanks.
Listen to her.
What are the odds? Because I'm sure they don't have a database of Uber drivers. They probably just send a message out to a lot of people.
Hope that someone's a driver.
One of them's an Uber driver.
Oh, man. She sounds like deflated.
Also, you don't know who to trust anymore. Like, I don't know. You guys are even real. I'm not scamming me.
Nope.
You could have been in the long run. Like 10 years, 13 years. You guys were really
committed.
Yeah, you're really committed.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
I'm not Amy. That's what I yelled to start it.
Hey, you're not.
No, Amy's sick. So I'm not Amy. Starting it off. A young woman who went to sleep every night for 2 years and played music in her headphones for 2 years, has permanent hearing loss.
Oh.
What? Not total, but now she has to wear hearing aids to compensate. She works as secretary at a local law firm. She went to the hospital for an ear exam because she was having hearing problems. And her supervisor would constantly be like, hey, can you not hear me? And so because of the problem and understanding more and more words, she went to the doctor. It turns out the trauma to her ear and her eardrums was because she would listen to the music in her ears loudly as she went to sleep.
Guys, that's going to be us.
It's not, because it's not 8 hours of sleep.
We're here for 5-6 hours.
We have headphones. Yeah. I wear ears in my ears. However, it's not that loud.
What?
Exactly.
Man, you know what, though? The other day, I guess Morgan was using my headphones, my little unit here, and I put my headphones on, and the volume was so low. I'm like, I need to turn this up. I'm like, I wonder if that's because I have it turned up so high because I'm deaf.
Or you're 44.
Well, yeah.
And things naturally just...
Older and deaf.
That's from odditycentral.com.
Oh, man.
Forget Sephora. Your next beauty trend is available at the grocery store. People are using broccoli to apply freckles to their cheeks. Morgan, have you heard about this?
No. Tell me more.
Okay, so you would take the broccoli, the head of the broccoli. That's not
the tree part.
Yeah, not the stem, but the tree.
Yeah.
Not even sure if that's what it's really called. Yeah. Yeah, what would you even call that part of the broccoli?
I don't know.
But we all know what it is. The kind you want to eat. And you put it in bronzer, and then you dab it on your face because that inconsistent of the top of the broccoli tree supposedly puts freckles on your face in a positive way.
So basically you use the broccoli as a paintbrush.
I guess.
Okay.
Do you ever put fake freckles on, Morgan?
Listen, I did buy a freckle pin, and I tried it once, and I thought it looked ridiculous.
And nobody else probably noticed it.
No, but like it was like these little dots, and they were so like prominent that I was like, people are going to have to think those are fake. There's no way. Like, it looked like a filter that you would use on Instagram.
But did you go too hard? Like, could you have gone lighter?
Probably, but it was my first time, and then I was like, this is stupid. Why am I doing this?
You didn't wear it out at all?
No. I took it off immediately.
Airbnb is banning indoor security cameras, which I thought maybe they already had a rule about that.
No, they have them inside the house. Like, I stayed at one in Atlanta, and it was in the kitchen.
But then were there rules about you can't put one in the bathroom, but you can
put
one in the... Or the bedroom?
Can't put it in the bedroom or the bathroom. But you could have them in the common areas.
I hear you, but who's going to really listen to that? If you're going to put them inside, you're probably putting them inside everywhere.
Yeah, and what if you want to cook in your undies or something?
Well, that's on you then. But now they're saying no security cameras inside.
Right, only on the outsides of the premises.
Oh, the premises. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
A move in the prison that you're in. A move that some might think is overdue. Airbnb is banning indoor security cameras. I guess I already thought they probably did. I feel like that's weird to be staying somewhere and there's a camera inside.
Yeah, so I wonder if people that have them inside will stop Airbnb-ing, or they're going to take the cameras down.
Or they just hide them better.
Oh, yeah.
Because you could nanny cam those things and nobody would have an idea.
Inside a teddy bear?
Yeah, anything. Nanny cam the whole place. Biologists encourage people to eat snails and plants, anything that's invasive. A conservation biologist has a new solution to invasive plants and species that take over, that just eat them. Dr. Joe Roman says invasive species like European green crabs, Japanese knotweed, snails, the best thing to do, eat them up because they're also healthy and you can.
Don't they call that escargot or something?
I've never had escargot.
I've seen that on a menu.
Lunchbox is a big couscous guy, though.
I have had couscous. It's good.
Did you eat snails on Bear Grylls?
We did.
Did you do, find them?
We did. We found them in the water.
You cook them?
We cooked them.
Yeah, you have to.
And that's all we had, and we were starving.
So you can't just eat them?
We didn't. You probably can, but we made a fire and cooked them because it probably tastes better and isn't as slimy.
What did they taste like?
Nothing.
Oh, just like...
The idea of eating them was kind of gross, but really, if you would have said they're little pieces of ham, you would have just felt... It was gross to do. And you guys can watch. If you go to... Disney Plus. That's the episode my wife and I did together. We weren't married at the time. So I did one by myself in Norway, and then the next year we went together and did one in the mountains, and we did eat snails and froze. And that's when I snuck my Apple headphones in as contraband.
You ever said that?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-mm.
And then I was scared to death of getting them wet, so you see me like jumping in the water, but it wasn't because I was trying to save myself. I don't want my new Apple headphones to get wet.
That's really funny, dude.
Yeah, I mean...
Because it looks like you're like, oh, I don't want to get wet. Yeah. The true story is you had stuff in your pants.
Well, I snuck in headphones. I'd done the show before. I know you're just stuck in the woods and you can't do anything. Running Wild with Bear Grylls, Season 6, Episode 8. Bobby Bones and Caitlin Parker in the Sierra Nevada. She's not Candler Parker anymore, but.
No, she's not.
Season 6, episode 8. And then I'm in season 5 by myself. And then finally, if you want to smell like Easter, Peeps body spray now exists.
Oh, gross.
Was that like sugar?
Yeah.
Gotta be like straight like sugar. Can't you just put it under your arms?
Or marshmallows.
Yeah. The discount store Five Below is selling bottles of it for $5. There you go. I'm not Amy. That's your pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox. Tell me something good.
Let's take a trip to Venus, California. And there's a bunch of break-in, smash-and-grab robberies going on. People breaking into businesses lately. Well, Paul Markham is out for a walk when he hears a psh. Like, sounds like someone's breaking in somewhere. And he sees someone break into a restaurant and trying to steal the cash register. And he's like, what do I do? This is my community. And he jumps in and tackles the dude, wrestles him, says, you're not getting that cash register. Rah, rah. Someone call for help. Someone call police. And police arrive and get the guy.
Do you keep beating the guy up?
Have to, sir.
Well, is he fighting back?
I'm sure, because he doesn't want to be held there.
I don't think he's
going to
give up.
Okay.
It's not even about him continuing to take the register. If somebody starts whooping him, you're probably just trying to get out of there. And what if he has a weapon? Like, do you have to keep just punching him and beating him? Unless you can, like, duct tape him to a seat.
Sure.
But even then, that's going to be hard 1v1. Paul Markle must have a background in some sort of hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah.
Because he just said he doesn't want to say he's a hero, just his duty as a citizen.
But he's got to have some kind of background in fight, even if it's just fighting a bunch. I imagine he ain't a little squirrely guy like me that's going to be like, I'm going to call 911.
I don't know, man. I watch a lot of UFC, and I think I can do a chokehold just from what I watched.
But you got to get there. If someone's going to let you do a chokehold, yes. But you wouldn't be able to get one on me, and I'm a wimp.
I can chokehold you.
No, I'm stronger than you. I could beat you up, and I'm a wimp.
I can give you the rear naked choke.
That's what we do in private.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.